Taxed and tired, outmanned and outgunned, Ukrainian forces for months have struggled to beat back heavily armed Russian-backed rebels who show no signs of ending the violence despite the September 5th ceasefire deal. Though President Barack Obama has pledged full U.S. commitment to Ukraine throughout the conflict, he has not wavered in his approach.
I think it is very important to recognize that a military solution to this problem is not going to be forthcoming.
During his visit to the White House Thursday, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is expected to press for additional military support, including ammunition and small arms. So far, the United States has pledged some $70 million in aid to Ukraine in the form of body armor, communications equipment, and rations. But instead of lethal aid, President Obama has imposed sanctions against Russia, the latest announced last week, to increase Russia's political isolation as well as economic costs to the country. William Pomerantz is with the Washington-based Wilson Center.
They're not the same as boots on the ground. They're not the same as a military response. And they haven't necessarily stopped Putin from doing what he wants to do from a geostrategic standpoint. But at this stage, when we're at a ceasefire slash pseudo-stalemate, the sanctions are beginning to bite.
But Pomerantz says if President Poroshenko is looking for more from the U.S. and the EU, he may end up disappointed, particularly when it comes to financial aid to rebuild his war-torn country, which already faced deep-rooted corruption and other economic problems before the conflict began.
The U.S. simply doesn't have the resources and is not willing to provide the extra resources to Ukraine at this crisis. So on top of all the difficulties that Ukraine faced, it also now realizes that it pretty much will have to go this crisis alone.
And experts say with the fight against the Islamic State militants now at the forefront of the Obama administration's foreign policy, it's unclear how much more attention the United States will be able to give Ukraine over the long term. Arun Pandey, VOA News, Washington.